The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. Tonight's guest, DeAndre Hopkins. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Was the night before the regular season finale, and everybody's stirring, right? It's Texans Late Night.
Yes, it would have been nice to have clinched a playoff now, but I feel like you put this on us, that you wanted to be on the air when that happened.
I want to be on the mic when this happened.
But how exciting for the fans. How exciting for the fans that they get to see this.
You know, I was really kind of bummed that the Colts beat Miami last week, and that enabled them to stay alive. But I'm kind of happy now that you get to clinch in front of the fans on a Sunday where you have Fan Appreciation Day and everybody's all fired up. What do you think, fans? You like that, fans? Yeah, they like that.
That's really exciting.
They want to be there for the big moment, you know?
And you know what? Bonus football, there's nothing like it. I cannot wait. And I think for like DeAndre Hopkins, who's on our show today, first time for guys like him, it's a really, really exciting time in the stadium.
They got to get it done first. And, you know, it's funny because you get to the playoffs and you go through the holidays. And it's always weird to be playing football after the holidays are over. And speaking of holidays, we finally found a holiday that Bill O'Brien likes. This week, he was asked about the holiday du jour, New Year's Eve.
John isn't here, so somebody has to ask. As far as holidays go, where do you rank New Year's Day and New Year's Eve?
I really do. I've enjoyed New Year's Eves over the years, that's for sure.
I think if it was President's Day, he's in such a good mood these days, he would say, I love President's Day.
I love
a great
Arbor
holiday.
Day.
I love every holiday.
Arbor Day has been an all-time
Arbor
favorite. Yes.
As the season's gone on, look, Thanksgiving, we all got pecan pies.
Yeah.
Christmas, he said he's a big fan. And now New Year's.
He was being sarcastic about the Christmas
thing. I
don't
think so. I think he's really jolly these days.
Ebenezer does not like Christmas. I'm just kidding.
Do you know who's not jolly, though?
Who?
There's a lot of college football going on as well as the holidays. Brian Cushing, J.J. Watt may or may not have made a little wager about Wisconsin and Southern California, and we asked J.J. about it earlier in the week.
How many bets with Cushing?
We're trying to figure out what we're gonna put on it. You know, we're not sure yet. Just something friendly, but we'll see. I think he'd look real good in red and white.
A lot of people.
He'd look really good in red. Brian Cushing has worn a lot of different colors this year.
USC's not having a good year.
He's not having a good year, and neither is USC. I've seen him in purple, and he was grumbling afterwards, like, who wears purple anyway? Made a bet with Chris Polk.
It's funny how these guys are about their alma maters. You know, they always go through these competitive situations, and Saturday afternoons are very brutal. You know, they're talking trash to each other. And poor guys like Nate Washington, who went to Tiffin, no one cares or knows how Tiffin did.
No one's making Tiffin bets.
I mean, Cecil Shorts, he went to Mount Union. No one's following that.
And you know, the further removed they are from college, you think they would be less interested, but they're actually still very invested in these rivalries in the locker room. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, I know DeAndre Hopkins, our guest tonight, was very invested in what Clemson was doing this week in the national semifinals, and he was also invested in his clothing selection after the last Texans victory over Tennessee. This is our break check, pump the brakes moment. DeAndre wearing something very interesting.
Yeah, Versace. My mother gave it to me for Christmas. I told her I would wear it today.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a new style. You know, if you was born in 1980, you might not know about it.
So 1980.
I think that means you're old if you're born in 1980.
If you're born in 1980, you're old to DeAndre Hopkins. I'm not telling him when I was born.
Don't.
It's slightly
And I'm
before.
Not the one that asked that question. I think people were wondering who asked that question, but it was definitely someone born after 1980. But I like the scarf look, and he definitely got a lot of publicity for the Christmas gift from his mom.
Listen, I count on you as the resident Texans fashionista to tell me if that is an actual look, the scarf over the head thing.
I've not seen it, but you know what? This is how fashion is born. You see it for the first time, and then other people. You know, like on Seinfeld, the candy bar with the knife and fork.
Yeah,
pretty soon everybody's going to be doing it because DeAndre did it.
I want to know, if I walk into the building with a scarf over my head like that, everybody's laughing. Why is that so funny?
It would be funny.
It would be funny, huh?
Well, you know, you never know. know. You should try it out and see.
I can't pull that off. You know, when you're a wide receiver, you're sort of exotic. You dress well. You wear the Gucci and everything.
The man bag and the Yorkie.
Yeah,
it all goes
he could actually
together.
Pull that off. I cannot do that. Although he never got the Yorkie. You want to know what kind of dog DeAndre Hopkins has? I'm going to tell you.
We're going to get into that a little bit later.
We're going to show you.
And, you know, with New Year's coming up, a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions, things you want to give up for the new year. Well, that sort of figures into this week's Would You Rather. Take a look.
Would you rather give up your cell phone for a week or your favorite food for a week?
I'd rather give up my cell phone for a week. I barely pay attention to it anyway, so it really wouldn't matter if I had it or not. Food is something that I definitely need, and my favorite food I gotta have once a week, so yeah, my phone.
I would rather give up my favorite food for sure. Number one, there's so many foods that I like to eat that I'll be okay. I couldn't last without my cell phone.
Favorite food, just because my cell phone, I'm in contact, you know, with parents throughout the day, my wife, group chats with your friends and with your teammates, so I think it'll be my favorite food.
What was your favorite food?
Probably be wings.
Favorite food for a week. I need my cell phone. I gotta be able to communicate with the family and friends, so I need my phone.